Good morning, Antonio. It's a great day, isn't it?
Not for William Saunders, 96, who died suddenly in his sleep.
Oh, man, you're reading the obituaries?
Joe, I'm a cabbie. It's good for business. Look, see, look. Services will be held at 3 o'clock at the Lutheran chapel. People walking to his funeral ain't gonna bring him back.
Look at this. Survived by 6 children, 27 grandchildren, all residing in the Boston area. Huh. Those people are gonna have to get to the island somehow. Maybe I'll add on a couple extra flights. Guess you're right, Antonio. Life goes on.
Not for local merchant Lloyd McCauley.
Hey, John, Brian, you guys mind if I leave an hour early today?
Why? What's going on?
Well, Jim, don't make a big fuss, but today I turned 31 and a half.
Boy, you must be getting nervous, huh? One step closer to the big 40 and a half.
Anyway, it's kind of a corny Mather family tradition, but, you know, when you turn 31 and a half, they give you this dinky little party, and they make you wear this silly little hat, and they give you a dumb old check for $25,000.
$25,000? God, if only I'd been born a Mather.
That's something you don't hear every day. Where did your family get that kind of money?
From the Mather Family Trust.
Wait, there's a Mather Family Trust?
Of course. It was set up in the 20s by my great-grandfather, Snooky Mather. See, apparently made quite a fortune in the crash of 29.
Wait a minute. I thought everyone lost money when the stock market crashed.
No, I'm talking about when Joe Kennedy crashed his Duesenberg into Snooky's ice truck. He took one look at the damage he had caused to Snooky's head and gave him $100,000. And little did he know, Snooky was born with that pushed-in face.
Well, you know, $25,000 is a lot of money, so if you'd like any investment advice, I'd be glad to help.
You know, I would appreciate that, Joe, because when it comes to money, I'm a babe in the woods.
All right, well, I think what you should
do what is... with the Fed pushing the interest rate up, you know, the bond market has hit rock bottom. You know, and the T-bill, it's a 4.5% yield on a 12-month commitment. I mean, yeah, that's a sucker move. So whatever you've got to tell me, I'm open for.
Go on, Joe. Give him your big advice. You know, I was just going to tell him to open a savings account. Make sure they stamp your passbook.
Okay, look. With your money and my connections, we could make a fortune.
Well, what are you talking about?
I'm going to let you in on the investment opportunity of a lifetime. Are you ready? Your very own French fry vending machine. Tater time.
You gotta stop reading those flyers on the windshields.
Oh, really? How do you think I found my gastroenterologist?
Mather, listen to me. I'm gonna let you in on a sure thing. It is guaranteed to double your money. A friend of mine's making a flick. The only expense is a camcorder, some guy on steroids, and a couple of naked bimbos. No costumes, no sets. The whole thing takes place in the woods.
Huh. Sounds interesting. Or what's it called?
Forrest Hump.
Lowell, don't listen to anybody.
Especially Joe.
Hey, passbook savings might not be sexy, but it's safe.
You know, listen, I appreciate everybody's good advice. Except that fry thing. That's a loser. But, you know, I mean, I got to make up my own mind. I mean, I'm a big boy now. I am 31 and a half.
Lowell, where are you going?
Clear my mind.
Shouldn't take long. One good sneeze ought to do it.
Did you read about that village in Peru where they lived to be almost 90?
Hmm?
Nothing.
Oh, wow. Bruin's got a new defenseman.
Huh?
Nothing. Well, I'm gonna get back to work. Just having lunch together was a great idea.
Yeah, it really gave us a chance to talk.
Oh, Lowell!
I hear you're
looking for investments? Well, I have an idea that's a gold mine. What's the one thing on this island that everyone wants and no one can get?
You want me to open a whorehouse?
No. I'm talking about something that's going to wipe Mrs. Fields' cookies off the map. Aunt Faye's frozen falafels.
Well, congratulations, Faye. You've come up with something to make me reconsider tater time. But listen, it's too late. I've already invested the money. I went to the place where I go to wrestle with a problem and occasionally to pray. The old wax museum.
We have a wax museum? I've never seen it. And as a cab driver, I know every square inch of this island.
Yeah, I remember that place. It's right next to the old whaling village.
We have a whaling village?
Oh, I haven't thought about the wax museum in years. I'm surprised that place is still open.
Oh, sure is. And I ought to know. I'm the proud new owner.
You bought it?
Oh, no. No, Lord. You put all your money into the wax museum?
I know. I can hardly believe it myself. I mean, let's face it. A wax museum is practically a license to print money.
Worse than I thought. What was Lowell thinking, putting his money into this decrepit wax museum?
Hey, look at this, look at this. Yeah. Mayberry's deputy Barney Fife, huh? And German Chancellor Otto von Bismarck. I don't remember von Bismarck and Mayberry.
You sure you do? It was Goober's friend.
Goober's friend? Well, I tell you, this place really brings back some memories.
What do you mean? Are you kidding, Joe? This was the primo makeout spot in Sconset High. You were not cool unless you scored in the Bonanza display. So what you're saying is that you like to have sex while wax figures watch you. Well, when you put it that way, it can make anything sound strange. Look, maybe you were like that in high school, but not everyone was as warped as you.
Boy, does this place bring back memories, huh?
You used to come here? It's so creepy and scuzzy.
Well, I came here during its heyday when it was just tacky and cheesy.
Okay, now look, what are we gonna tell them?
Well, if he asks, we just tell him the truth. He's a big boy.
Hey, guys. So, what do you think?
It is so nice.
This is great.
Listen, I want to show you guys around. Here, come on over here. Now, the first stop on our tour is the Great Hall of Presidents. Isn't it amazing how lifelike they are?
Oh, Lincoln only has one arm.
See, that's the great thing about wax museums. They're fun and educational. Okay, let's step right over here. Come and listen to a story about a man named Jed.
Where is Jed?
Oh, well, you know, Gus, the former owner, was apparently quite a gambler. He lost Jed in a poker game.
So where's Ellie Mae?
Did I happen to mention that Gus was also a widower?
Hey, look. Colonel Sanders, man, I've always wanted to do this.
No, this is Gilbert, our tour guide. Can you believe it? I, Lowell Mather, have my very own employee. And you know, Joe, I'm going to follow your fine example, and I'm going to be a kinder, gentler leader.
Up to Peppy, tour time!
Welcome to the House of Wax. Welcome to Lowell Mather's House of Wax. Your gateway to experiences unparalleled on Earth.
If I seem to be moving a little slow, it's because of an injury I got during the Second World War.
Quit rambling! Get on with the tour!
Yes, sir. Our magical trip through time begins with old Honest Abe. What do you say for yourself, Abe? 84 years ago... Our fathers brought forth to this... Damn, another feud. Wouldn't you know it would happen when the place is packed?
Well, listen, I'm gonna go fix it. The tour's not gonna give itself, Gilbo.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. I walked 16 miles to school...
Gilbert, just relax.
Oh, thank you. This job is a real pressure cooker.
Say, will you just do something for me? Will you just say, finger licking good? Just say.
Gilbert, let me ask you a question. On an average day, about how many people show up here?
Well, seeing all you folks here kind of puts me in mind of the great Christmas rush of 57.
This place is a complete disaster.
I'm sorry, Lowell.
No, it's all right, Joe. You know what? This place is a disaster. And that's why I'm going to put every penny I have into restoring the House O'Wax to its former glory. Listen, I want to thank you, my dear friends, for coming down here and showing your support. Gilbert, click $3 ahead.
Helen, what are you wearing tonight?
Wearing to what?
To the opening.
Of the wax museum?
I wanted to check and make sure we don't wear similar gowns. That would be quite the faux pas.
It's a wax museum.
I know, but it's also an opening and my first chance to get out into the social scene.
We're talking wax.
Don't take this from me. It's all I've got.
All right. You know, you're right. Who knows? Maybe you'll meet the man of your dreams. The wax museum.
No!
Your attention, please. Flight 20 to Boston will be boarding shortly. And thank you for flying Sandpiper Air, the official airline of Lowell Mather's House of Wax. The most exciting, terrifying experience of your life. Well, that would be the museum, not your flight.
So, Lowell hit you up too, huh? Yeah. You know, he put a wax figure of the Pope in my cab. You know, I don't know if it's helping him, but I haven't gotten a ticket all week.
Faye, have you seen Lowell? He hasn't done the pre-flight check.
Oh, yeah, he's down at his museum getting ready for the grand reopening.
He's spending every waking moment at that dumb place. And we all know he's going to lose his shirt.
What? No, no, we don't know that. I mean, there are a lot of wax museums that do very well.
That's right. I love them. On the other hand, don't go by me. I cried like a baby this morning when I discovered that whaling village.
Well, that's just not good enough. How hard can it possibly be to fix Marcia Brady's head? It's not like she's Jan. Hold on a second.
Lowell, we have a flight in 10 minutes. You have not done the pre-flight.
Oh, Joe, listen, much too much importance is placed on a pre-flight check. I mean, all you really do is make sure that the plane is airworthy. It's largely a ceremonial thing. Listen, I'm not going to ask you again. Bring me the head of Marcia Brady.
Lowell.
All right.
I got a delivery for Lowell Mather.
Nope, that's me. Yep. Laurel and Hardy are here. Oh, man, wait a second. I only see Laurel. Where's Hardy? Where's Oliver Hardy?
Mather, where the hell have you been? I've got planes on that runway need servicing. What's everybody staring at?
Max, it's Laurel and Hardy. Go stand next to them.
This place looks great.
Oh, look at this. It's an American history display. Washington, Lincoln. When was Ricardo Montalban the president?
Wait a second. Something wrong here. Where's Vice President Tattoo?
It must be getting late. When are the crowds going to get here?
As soon as they tear this place down and put up a sizzler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Lowell Mather's House of Wax, the happiest place on Earth.
No, Lowell, Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth.
Oh, well, the waxiest place on Earth.
Everything looks wonderful, Lowell. And I'm sure there are going to be lots more people coming.
Yeah, of course there are, Faye. I mean, you know how people are at wax museum openings. Everybody's got to be fashionably late.
Nice tails, Lowell.
Thanks. Yeah. I got them off of Fred Astaire.
You mean Fred's not wearing anything? I think I'll just have a look around.
Listen, you guys feel free to try the hors d'oeuvres. They're over on the Godfather's lap.
Thanks, Will. Ah, look at this. He's making us an offer we can't refuse.
Spring rolls.
Yeah. Now, I'm so sick and tired of Italians being stereotyped as mobsters. As if that's the only way an Italian man can make a good living. Take my Uncle Carlo. He has a palatial estate. He's got vineyards, a vacation villa, yachts.
Wow, what's he do?
He's a cobbler.
Oh, when did you guys get here? About an hour ago?
An hour ago? What have you been doing?
We were
back there.
Is that hay on your back?
You been making out the bonanza display, haven't you?
Just get your mind out of the gutter.
Yep.
Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm late.
Hi, Casey.
So, why are we all standing in the entrance here? Let's join the party.
Well, this is the party.
This is it? Are you the only people who live on this island? Well, at least it gave me an occasion to get dressed up.
Hey, that is some beautiful dress.
Thank you.
Yeah, looks even better on you than on Ava Gabor.
Oh, God, she's got better jewelry.
When did you get here, Roy?
Oh, I've been here a while. Huh? I've been watching the Bonanza exhibition.
Don't you mean the display?
No, Faye, no. I mean the exhibition.
So, everybody having a good time?
Yeah, great.
Well, you're all a bunch of liars. My grand reopening's a freaking disaster.
Wow, what a turnout. The glory days are back.
I just saw Lowell out there.
You did? How'd he look?
How would you look if you lost 25 grand in 1 week?
Well, I once had 15 G's riding on a hard eight and the shooter crapped out.
Apparently, it drove her insane. Hey, Lowell, how you doing, buddy?
You know how it is.
Look, Lowell, you're just gonna have to try to put this behind you. Learn from your mistake.
You know, you're absolutely right. I have learned from my mistake. My mistake was thinking too small. I'm reopening next month. It's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Look, wait, hold on. You can't be serious. Give it up already.
Yeah, you'll be throwing good money after bad.
Trust me, this is not good money. I'm borrowing it from a guy named Knuckles. But you know what? I'm going to get all new wax figures. I'm this close to getting my hands on a Macaulay Culkin.
Lowell, stop it. It's going to take more than a Culkin to pull you out of this. The wax museum does not work. Stop putting money into it. You're going to be trying to dig yourself out of this for the rest of your life.
Well, I guess there goes the Brian Hackett Hall of Freaks.
Well, dear, why don't you get out of it while you still can?
Like, you guys don't understand. I mean, some of the greatest ideas in history must have sounded pretty weird at first. I mean, people laughed when the Wright brothers said that they could fly. And people laughed at my cousin Bevo when he said he could lick his own eyeball. Yeah. And people laughed at Bugsy Siegel when he stood out there in the middle of the Las Vegas desert and said, you know, I'm going to build a hotel here. That worked out pretty well.
He was shot 7 times in the head.
I know. Knuckles keeps reminding me. Look, you guys, I know it's pretty far-fetched, but I really got to take a shot at something bigger. I really got to try and make something for myself. I mean, you guys have sandpiper. You have something to work towards. I mean, a dream. The House of Wax is, it's a dream for me.
Sandpiper Air? Oh, Lowell, there's been an accident at the museum. You better get down there right away.
Look at this. Ricardo. Look, it's Deputy Fife.
Man, do you believe this? What's that smell? What do you mean, that burnt smell? No, it's something else. Something from my childhood. It reminds me of blowing out the candles on a birthday cake.
That's it?
Oh, look. Oh, it's still wet. Oh, I love it when it dries on your fingers.
Oh, no. They got the Fonz!
Lowell, don't worry about it, man. Don't worry. You know what they say. Ashes to ashes, wax to wax.
Gilbert, what happened?
Those new lights must have overloaded the circuit. Ironically, it started in the Dark Ages display. Am I the only one to see the humor?
I don't believe this.
Sorry, Lowell. Yeah, we're sorry, buddy.
Hey. Lowell Mather may be down, but he's not out. I will not let the House of Wax die. I will rebuild. Sell everything I own. Work day and night. Do whatever it takes to get the job done. With God as my witness, I will not let this dream die.
I'm right behind you. And you can do it with the insurance money.
This place is insured?
Yeah, for full value.
I'm out clean! I'm out clean!
Oh, come on, Roy. Just do it once.
No, this is stupid. I'm not doing it.
Oh, come on, Roy, please.
Hackett, read my lips. I'm not doing it.
Forget it. Let's get out of here. He's not going to do it.